Medicaid is the nation's biggest health insurance program, covering nearly 80 million people. That's more than one in five Americans. For many people who have low incomes, are disabled, or who are either very young or very old, it's a vital government program in America's safety net.
So I felt like that would work. But white chocolate covered strawberries sounds amazing.
Like most college students, Mara Woods takes full advantage of mom's cooking while home from school. But on top of keeping up with classes and friends, Woods, who uses they-them pronouns, also balances their health.
There are definitely concerns about my ability to, like, hold a job if I don't have the proper accommodations, or just kind of figuring out a life as a 21-year-old with a chronic illness.
Woods has a rare inflammatory skin condition called hidradenitis suppurativa. It causes painful cysts on their body. They take experimental medications and go to an Atlanta hospital every month for infusions of a drug to reduce inflammation.
Can you imagine doing this without Medicaid?
Absolutely not. That has been the one thing, like, getting me through this entire process. Without Medicaid, I wouldn't be able to receive this medication.
Medicaid is often the unsung hero of our public coverage system.
Joan Alker is the executive director of Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families.
Not many people are aware that all poor children in this country have a right to Medicaid. Medicaid is also the primary payer for long-term care, and it's a key backbone of healthcare for low-wage workers.
The Harry S. Truman Library at Independence, Missouri is the scene of an historic event.
Medicaid was one of President Lyndon Johnson's great society programs. He signed the bill, creating it in 1965, offering states federal funds for providing basic health care services to families on public assistance and people with disabilities. It's voluntary, but by 1982, all 50 states and the District of Columbia had adopted it. Since then, both Democratic and Republican presidents have signed coverage expansions. By the late 1980s, the program covered all poor children and all low-income pregnant people.
On many, many of the basics, for example, access to primary preventive care, Medicaid is performing about as well as private insurance. There are differences. Dental care is very hard to access, particularly if you're on Medicaid. Behavioral health care is another area where it's harder to access. But the answer is not to not give people Medicaid, because then they're in worse shape.
This is going to take a little while.
In 2010, President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid even further, offering states a generous subsidy if they covered all poor adults.
We are done.
Today, more than 21 million adults have Medicaid because of the ACA.
The marketplaces were kind of the new shiny toy, but Medicaid was kind of the workhorse, because the Medicaid expansion for poor adults was really the way in which more uninsured people access coverage. We see Congress turn to Medicaid time and time again because it's a system that's been in place, it works. Most recently, Congress adopted a new option to allow states to cover postpartum women and people for 12 months after birth.
Pain. Sometimes.
Dr. Keela Brown is chief OBGYN at the Family Health Centers of Georgia. Many of her patients either are on Medicaid or pay on an income-based sliding scale.
Pregnancy can be very trying on a patient, whether it's emotionally or physically. And there are a lot of medical issues that can arise during pregnancy or that may have even existed before pregnancy that need continual treatment.
Eating okay?
Georgia is one of at least 47 states that expanded Medicaid to cover women for a full year after giving birth. Before, Georgia covered only 6 weeks.
That finite period was just not sufficient in order to be able to treat any of those things that may have come about during pregnancy, or even to put them in a better place post-pregnancy, whether it be for any cardiovascular issues, diabetic issues, which primarily affect the population that we serve. There's also some mental health issues that go along with being postpartum.
So how are we doing today?
I'm okay, postpartum. It's been a little different this time around.
Okay.
Jerrica Williams gave birth to her son, Bryce, 2 months ago. Bryce is also covered by Georgia's Medicaid program.
I really appreciate Medicaid. It takes a large burden off of me, it takes some weight off my shoulders when it comes to making sure that my child is getting proper health care.
During the pandemic, the federal government increased Medicaid funding to states and prohibited them from kicking recipients out of the program, even if they were no longer eligible. But when the COVID-19 public health emergency ended last May, states resumed checking eligibility, a process known as unwinding. So far, 11 million people have lost Medicaid coverage, including more than 4.5 million children. Some were no longer eligible, but others were dropped for bureaucratic reasons, like re-enrollment forms sent to an old address.
There are many, many ways that Medicaid is working really to essentially prop up our private health insurance system for people who don't have enough money to be able to afford private coverage, or for people who are disabled, for whom the services that you typically get in an employer-sponsored package simply don't meet their needs. In our healthcare system, having coverage is the price of admission. And you're just not going to see a good show in our healthcare system if you're uninsured.
College student Merrill Woods will soon have to have their eligibility checked. They can't bear to think about the possibility they may lose coverage.
It's definitely terrifying. I go to the hospital a lot. I am in and out of appointments constantly. And so without it, there's a lot up in the air about what I could even do, what medications I could have, if I could still afford my medications. So definitely a very stressful time.
Tomorrow, we continue our series, America's Safety Net, with a look at Georgia's unique and controversial program that expands Medicaid coverage, but only to those who meet a work requirement.